Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here at the Maslina Resort in Hvar in Croatia. And we're just wrapping up a visit here. It's a marvelous brand new resort. I'm here with Denis Martin, who's the general manager of the property, the new general manager, because this is a very new property. And we're going to talk about this wonderful hotel right by the water, as you can see behind us, and what it all has for you and your clients. And we're going to find out more on Insider Travel Report. Denis, first of all, thank you very much for hosting me. It's been a marvelous stay, all too short, two nights, but I think I've gotten a sense of what this property is. Now, you yourself are fairly new, right? You came here how long ago?
That's right. Thank you for being with us, first and foremost. And I joined the property at the end of September 2020, so it's been about 9 thrilling months of closing the property from the first season and getting ready for this new season that we're just entering about 5 weeks ago now.
Now, when you first saw the hotel, what did you think?
I was just stunned. I was in awe, totally. This property is absolutely amazing by its location, by its offering, and I do believe by the people that are working in it and doing their best and getting out of the way to making our guests not only feel comfortable, but really having a true experience of the hospitality here in Croatia, and especially at Le Maslina Resort and Spa.
Well, you've done a great job, because I have to tell you, maybe they were kind of tipped off, but your entire staff knew my name within a few hours.
Even though it's not easy to pronounce it.
Even though, well, they knew James. That was fine.
Nobody can be called Martin. Not everyone can be called Martin.
Well, but it's interesting, because the well-trained staff is what I'm saying.
Well, that's all about. And it's really also not only being very well-trained, but being able to carry on the same pattern day after day and anticipating guest needs and being able to foresee what should be done. And it's all about details at this level of hospitality, actually.
Let's talk a little bit about the accommodations, because actually we're on the other side. We're right next to the spa, and we're looking at this brilliant property, which is just beautifully modern, but very set into the side of the cliff, into the hill, and it really fits the whole place, even though this is probably one of the most modern hotels I've seen on this island.
This totally true. And actually, when I remember my first experience, when I came with the boat, with the ferry, everybody was pointing the finger to the property, but I couldn't figure out where it was. Now that I've been here for 9 months now, it's not a secret for me anymore. But yes, it's very well blended into the nature, surrounding by olive trees and plants and you name it. And it's all about being part of the island.
No, absolutely. And also the rooms themselves are so well appointed. Everything, there seems to be everything you need. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's all about, again, being able to blend with the nature and giving a sense of actually being inside the nature as well. Mm-hmm. Whether you are on a deck of your room, or of course in the villa as well, because we also have 3 beautiful villas well acquainted.
Yeah, 50 rooms total.
50 rooms and 3 villas, right. Which each villa have either 4 or 5 rooms as well. So yes, and the approach is totally being able to fit with the nature and just be part of it, actually. And this is why there is nothing. Everything is outstanding without being outstanding. It means it's just fits really to the spirit and the philosophy of the property and of the founders and the owners who came up with that beautiful idea 5 years ago.
Well, it's a wonderful property to enjoy a leisure stay. It's actually a pretty good property, to be honest with you, for me to work in, because you got a great desk, you got a great thing. The room is kind of separated into a living room and a bedroom area, and the bed overlooks the balcony and just these marvelous views behind, right?
All the rooms are just meant also to be extremely comfortable. As you said, you really are at ease. There is no, I believe, no lack of space, and everything is focused on being able to enjoy that beautiful view as well. So everything is meant to be, of course, comfortable. And
now we also have the spa, which is I didn't get a chance next time off to do the treatment, but I did get a chance to tour. It really is outstanding. It's so pretty, so really set again with nature.
It is, because one of the things that people really enjoy, of course, besides lying on the beach or on the pool, is also being able to be treated very well and have an experience again here at the spa with several services. traditional spa, massage as well, sanseling, but also yoga activities as well to keep you in shape and to keep you, you know, again, in line with the spirit and the philosophy of the property, with the nature. It's all a combination of rooms, of restaurants, we will go that in a few minutes, but also our beautiful garden, our herbs, our olive trees, and then the spa. Everything is into coordination and correlation as well, make it a very unique experience.
Well, I can't wait till next time when I can at least try that out a little better this time. This time, though, what I did try a lot of, as we were just talking about, is the dining. And you really have a destination restaurant. Talk about the chef, first of all, and what you're trying to do with the dining.
Well, when we came up to find our chef, we were also...
What's his name again?
His name is Mr. Serge Goulomès. Okay. He's a very well-known French chef that I've been carrying, a Star Michelin chef for many years, that I had the pleasure to work with actually 30 years ago in the United States and also in France, and he's been around, and we were looking for someone to be able to carry as well the philosophy, the spirit. Of course, we had an extensive knowledge, of course, and culinary experience, and being able to magnify all the product that we have on the island and make them.
Yeah, he's taken French cuisine and added a layer of Croatian and Var into it, and so it's
that's
really
what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is, and he's doing that marvelously. And I think it's also a very important part of the experience for our guests as well. Not only the bedding, not only the spa, but also of course whatever you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner is part of a combination as well. And I think we've reached a certain level of quality here that will bring Maslina Resort also to another level in terms of food representation and experience.
And for a resort that's just been around for such a short time, you've already received a lot of accolades. You're part of Relais Chateau, of course, which is not surprising given the dining, but also you were just recognized. You're now a member of Virtuoso, and I believe some consumer travel magazines have given you some awards too for being one of the best new properties.
Exactly. It's a very good start and a very strong start in terms of recognition from hoteliers and from peers as well. So it's something that will definitely put Maslina Resort and Spa into the map, not only in Croatia, in Europe, but of the world as well.
Now, tell our travel advisors out there, many of them are going to be Virtuoso travel advisors, what's the secret to a great stay here at Maslina Resort?
It's just to let us take care of whomever is coming. It's just being laid back and enjoy the experience that they will have here at the Maslina Resort and Spa, and expect the unexpected, because throughout their stay they will get some great information, stories being shared about where the Maslina is coming from, about the beautiful marble desk that we have.
I know, that's
it's
an amazing...
It's a unique selling point that make a stay... being an experience rather than just a stay in a hotel. It's really an experience from where it comes from all the philosophy that the owner and the founder of this property wanted to put into it.
No, absolutely. And as we were talking, there's a bunch of guests who were on a bike over there. They're often biking. And I did go out and tour around Var, the island. There is a Var town, but it's a really a marvelous island. There's so many different culinary experiences to see. I dined very well, and then I dined very well when I came back here. So it was like, and then seeing the old town, which is now, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's the old Var is called...
Starigrad.
Starigrad. So Starigrad, and then the Venice of Hvar, the incredible views, the fort in Hvar. It just was, you can spend several days, maybe a week here. And if I had to do it, I'd say I'd like to do it here.
Very well. We'll be looking forward to see you very soon again then. You know, we'll expect you to come and then enjoy really on a longer period of time all what the island has to offer, not only in terms of biking. I would just need to mention that those are our wooden bike, actually, by the way. They're just normal bikes. They're in wood, actually.
I will have to take a look at that.
Have a little bit of an electric motor to help people that might have a little bit difficulties riding around the island. But
well,
yes.
There is a hill here, too.
There are one or two that, you know, you might need all the help you can get in some sense. I've been in that position as well myself. And then, yes, you know, as you said, Starigrad is a wonderful city, a lot of history there as well. So there are plenty of things that you can really enjoy for people who are wishing to stay for a long period of time. And we do have that kind of guest, you know, staying 1 week, 2 weeks, even 3 weeks. We're expecting people staying even 1 month, checking in today. So, of course, there will be a lot of activities that will be offered for them to make sure that we fulfill the requirement, their schedule as well.
Well, I know that you can have an absolutely incredibly relaxing stay here. It's so you can hear how peaceful it is here. Again, thank you so much. I look forward to coming back soon. And congratulations on this wonderful new property on Hvar.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure, and we'll be looking forward to see you very soon again.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.